another satellite is coming close, so I'll be able to move out of the way. They're all linked together with radio. And the later ones are going to have optical communications, you know, between the satellites. They'll know exactly where they are in space, be able to keep them apart from one another. If one dies, dying, they can turn on Izzion engine and then, or Krypton engine and deorbit. And if even if that fails, they're low enough where it could eventually deorbit by itself after, you know, after a couple of years. So that's the story on that. Let me drop it. So, okay, looking at the time, starting to get late. I did want to talk about the Russian EVA coming up on June 2nd. They'll be doing an EVA from the Russian side of the space station. There's a couple of modules that they leave out of. One they're going to leave out of, or exit out of, is called the Poise module. And that's located on the top side of the space station. There is a top and bottom on the space station. And they're going to do an EVA. And their idea of doing this EVA is to disconnect cables and some hard attachments that are attached to one of the modules called the Pierce module. And the Pierce module is destined to be completely disconnected. And they will use a Progress cargo ship to eventually separate it from the space station. It's been attached for the last 20 years. And then they plan on deorbiting the Progress space cargo spacecraft and the Pierce module and deorbit it over the Pacific Ocean. And once that's deorbited, they'll have the NACA module going up, which is a massive module. It's as big as one of the original modules that the Russians used to send up. It's around 45 feet long, you know, probably about 16 feet in diameter, and they'll attach that to the spot where they just removed the Pierce, module. That's going to go there, and then they'll have big enough area to add more crewmen. Instead of three, they'll be able to add another one or two. The Russian side, if they like, three extra compartments for, you know, they call them CQ or crew quarters. So they'll have more bedrooms, another kitchen area, and a big science lab. That's really what it is. In fact, Nauka in Russian means science, so they plan on doing this year. Probably within a couple of months. Anyway, to get this started, they need to do this EVA on June 2nd, which will be broadcast on NASA TV. Anything that has anything to do with the space station goes across NASA TV. And I, you know, even so they're speaking Russian, I could try to figure out what they're doing. And, you know, spend some time. I mean, they'll be up there doing an EVA for 7 hours, but, you know, it's always interesting to watch the Russians as well as the Americans do a spacewalk. And the lead spacewalker will be Oleg Novogatsky, and he's allowed to use the Russian call letter from the space station, the RS-0 ISS call letter, when he makes contact with the schools, you know, in Russia or around the world. And he transmits from the Zvezda, the service module, on the Russian side. And his partner going out is Pyotr Petura, Dubov, I think it is Dubov, and another Russian. When they went up a couple of months ago, they took with them an American. That's what they do. They're still doing it. Always bring an American up with them. In this case, it was Mark Van Heil, and he's also a ham. Mark is up there and with four other astronauts from that were sent up on the Crew Dragon. So you have a total of seven people up there right now. Anyway, that's pretty much it for me. A few other stories we could carry over to next week. I'd like to thank everybody for standing by and listening to me. And I will be checking into the Club Infonet tomorrow night at 8:30 on these repeaters. And you don't even have to be a member to do that. But of course I am. And we'll turn it over to Roy. AC2GS, this is WS2N.
Very good. Thank you so much, Paul, for the SpaceNet report and for everything that you do. This is AC2GS. And as always, I want to thank everyone who participated tonight, because you guys make or break a technical net. So it was very, very active. I was very appreciative. A lot of questions, a lot of answers, a lot of comments, a lot of fun stuff. So I hope you enjoyed yourself. Please check out the link page, because I have this nice little optical illusion that I think if you take a couple of minutes to take a look at it, you'll find amusing as well. Just want to remind everyone, as always, that if you can't go and reach us via the repeater, you can reach me by email, either for questions or a topics of discussion, or to share some puzzles that I might share with others on this TechNet, or if you want me to tell Paul to take a look at some article, just send the email to me at mailbag@ac2gs.com. Again, mailbag@ac2gs.com. The link page, take a look at it when you have some time, roy.ac2gs.com. The stream, the audio stream for the repeater is at technet.ac2gs.com. And always remember my KC2NJI's wonderful archive site, amateurradio.tv. And as Dick, K2RIW, would often end his technical nets, he ended them with some variation of be kind to each other. So please, that's good advice at any time. It's especially good advice now. Be smart, be good, and be nice to each other. So have a great week, and hopefully you'll all come back next Sunday night at 8 p.m. when we try and do it all over again. And I hope you enjoy the rest of Memorial Day weekend. And I want to thank all those that served their country who's listening tonight. We all respect you and appreciate your service. So this is AC2GS. Thanks to everyone. Be well. Be safe. We'll speak again soon. This is AC2GS clear.